Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Free at last, free at last. It was finally his release day. His ride would be here any minute now. The 74-year-old waited at the prison gate, but the next thing he knew, he was arrested again and sent back to jail. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. In 1974, Bobby Sneed was arrested for standing guard 2 blocks down from a Louisiana home robbery. After nearly 50 years, it was finally time for the 74-year-old's release. That is, until he got arrested while waiting at the Angola prison gates to go home. Sneed was scheduled to be released in March 2021. But 4 days prior, he collapsed and was hospitalized. Even though they couldn't confirm he had used drugs, they revoked his parole. In November, they made the same accusation. Both charges were later dropped, but that didn't stop the parole board from using them to haunt him later. Even though Sneed was still incarcerated during these incidents, the board charged him with violating his parole before he even had the chance to be out on parole. It was only after petitioning the parole board for illegal activity after his December 2021 arrest that Sneed finally won the right to go home. But here's another issue. Sneed had asked for drug treatment multiple times. It even costs less to pay for treatment than to lock him up away from his loved ones. Still, authorities chose torture over help, blatantly displaying how prison isn't about rehabilitation. So the truth is this: prisons aren't designed to improve our individual health and well-being, or the well-being of society overall. They're simply designed to be cruel. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.